This week, the Philadelphia Orchestra premieres a new composition about the end of the world through climate catastrophe. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports in this mythological fantasy, the world is saved by a tiny hummingbird called a picaflor.
In the mythology derived from the Andean region around Peru, a picaflor passes through the membrane that separates the sun kingdom in the sky from the earthly realm below, and it does so by pecking a hole in it.
My mom is a Peruvian-born woman. And a picaflor means picking at flowers. That's what a hummingbird does. They pick at flowers.
That is composer Gabriela Lena Frank, who wrote Picaflor, a Future Myth, in response to a present climate change crisis. Her hummingbird must save the Earth after a global cataclysmic disaster, which Frank believes has already started.
And so I wanted to find ways to really go deep into this indigenous mythology and then to make it still undergird our sense of who we are as people now and also in the future. The first movement starts off with a line that says in a program note, extinction is what human beings called it, but the sun god called it safekeeping as he was taking back his animals. And that's where he was keeping them safe. So right from the beginning is already a commentary on our responsibility to non-human creatures.
There are several species of hummingbird in the area around Peru and the Andean Mountains. Many of them are considered endangered. To imitate their call, Frank composed flutes in the orchestra in a way that mimics traditional Peruvian wooden panpipes.
If I could marry a Peruvian panpipe with a Western classical flute and they have a baby, what kind of music would it make?
Picaflor, a Future Myth, is not narrated, but its 10 movements act as chapters in a long mythic tale with a full cast of characters trying to convince the hummingbird to act like the Greek character Prometheus and bring down from the heavens a different kind of fire that will rescue the planet from destruction.
Everybody owns their listening experience. At some point, you may be like, I bet that's the picaflor theme. No, wait, that could be the picaflor theme. And then there's something that comes up that's very muscular, like, okay, that's the fight scene. That's obviously not the love song. There's a level of permission that we have to give to the listener to find the way in to the music, especially when there aren't words.
The Philadelphia Orchestra will perform Picaflor, a Future Myth, at the Kimmel Center through Saturday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.